Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 685. Visible translated text is as follows. Miss Dewey Hewell, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I stay in the home of the Good Shepherd in Cincinnati. I worked at the pencil factory 4 months. I quit in March 1913. I have seen Mr. Frank talk to Mary Fagan 2 or 3 times a day in the metal department. I have seen him hold his hand on her shoulder. He called her Mary. He would stand pretty close to her. He would lean over in her face. Cross-examination. All the rest of the girls were there when he talked to her. I don't know what he was talking to her about. Miss Rebecca Carson, recalled by state in rebuttal. I have never gone into the dressing room on the 4th floor with Leo M. Frank. Miss Myrtle Cato, Miss Maggie Griffin, both sworn for the state, testified that they had seen Miss Rebecca Carson go into the ladies' dressing room on the 4th floor with Leo M. Frank 2 or 3 times during working hours, that there were other ladies working on the 4th floor at the time this happened. G. Duffy, sworn for the state, in rebuttal. I worked at the National Pencil Company. I was hurt there in the metal department. I was cut on my forefinger on the left hand. That is the cut right around there, indicating. It never cut off any of my fingers. I went to the office to have it dressed. It was bleeding pretty freely. A few drops of blood dropped on the floor at the machine where I was hurt. The blood did not drop anywhere else except at that machine. None of it dropped near the ladies' dressing room or the water cooler. I had a large piece of cotton wrapped around my finger. When I was first cut, I just slapped a piece of cotton waste on my hand. Cross-examination. I never saw any blood anywhere except at the machine. I went from the office to the Atlanta hospital to have my finger attended to. 348.